Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, you are one of those Christians with flame on your head.
Yeah, some people have said I'm one of those Christians with a little flame on our head. If you read in the book of Acts, it talks about a bunch of Christians going up to an upper room, whatever, and then the Spirit being poured out, the Holy Spirit, and tongues of fire were on people, and that happened to Sherry and me in July of 89, and we were just trying to be relatively normal Southern Baptist, and prayed with a Presbyterian who had received this baptism of fire. We didn't know what it was, but I needed a healing miracle for my wife Sherry and my dad, and I was desperate. And I read in that book, after reading the whole Bible, that God still heals. And I went over to a total stranger, and he said, you need this baptism of power, this empowerment, this baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we didn't believe in it, but I needed miracles. And anyways, just Sherry and I prayed and got this baptism of power. This empowerment is what that Christians are supposed to carry so they can do the will of God most effectively. And after that, everybody said we had those little flames on our heads, and I don't know if they're saying it or just sensing it in the spirit, but it's the only way to go, and it allows you to really serve God in His strength and not trying to do it in your own strength.
Well, how did the miracle happen that resulted in the garden?
Well, that we found out that the Holy Spirit was speaking to people and doing things and still doing things, and He never quit. We really got hungry, and Sherry and I started seeking that out. We'd read the Word, and we'd just devour the Word, and then we'd believe it. Instead of maybe saying that doesn't happen anymore, or they don't do that anymore, or that's been done, we just did start saying, God, if you're doing it, do it with us. And I even have a prayer that I tell God. I said, God, don't do anything fun without me. You know, and if you're going to do something fun, I want to be in on it. And so this garden vision came after our openness and willingness to hear God, to be used by God, and to step out in faith and obedience. And that's when God brought us to Dr. Bill and Sue Hart and the Cathedral of Praise Church in Austin, where we received a prophetic word from one of their guest speakers, Dr. Mahesh Chavda from North Carolina, and he basically spoke a modern-day prophecy over us. And from that prophecy, the seed of the garden was planted, and 8 months after that call, that seed, then I literally got the vision of what you can see up on the mountain in Kerrville, Texas today.
Well, we have the Griners in our studio again. Why don't you introduce them once again for the folks that hadn't been listening to us, maybe for the first time.
Okay. The Harts are in the studio again, Bill and Sue Hart. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, they are pastors of Cathedral of Praise Church in Austin, Texas, near Barton Creek Mall. And it's a non-denominational church. People would consider it probably charismatic. But what it is, it's a Bible-based church. They believe everything the Baptists believe and the Pentecostals also. I mean, they have read the book and they do the book over there and they invite everybody in. And the main thing that this pastor does is he welcomes the Holy Spirit to be himself. And so many churches in our world say, yes, well, you can do A, B, C, and D, Holy Spirit, but you can't do, you know, E, F, G, and because they've decided their theology that they don't want to do that. But at Bill's church, Sue's church, you can go over there and you can get healed. You can go over there and receive or even give a prophetic word. You can go over there and you can see miracles, signs, and wonders. They've had the glory falling over there for years, the glitter stuff that looks like glitter. They've had the glory cloud. I mean, it's the presence of God is there. And the reason it is because Bill and Sue welcome the Holy Spirit and have not limited him. And because of their obedience and their openness to the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, he comes and just does amazing things.
Bill, Griners were called out by God at your church a while back. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's because of their heart. You know, God speaks all the time. If for some reason God has a funny notion, he's just God, and he's really in charge of this whole thing. And he's always speaking to humans to hear his voice. Says, listen to me, he says. And the Griners were people that had a heart to hear. If they hadn't had a heart to hear, I've seen many people get spoken to by God, but nothing happens. But some do. Some really produce what God speaks because they have a heart to receive what God has. And I commend them for that because really that's a great quality. And it's the only quality that's required in order for us to do great things for God.
Aren't all churches open to gifts and miracles?
Well, I wished I could say they were, but reality is very few are truly open. And that's not to criticize those churches, because anyone that preaches Jesus, I'm for, and I support, and I honor those. But to go the next step to become a church that really allows the Holy Spirit to move freely sometimes comes at great cost, because you become controversial. I've been called the crazy person. The reputation around Austin for years is you're going to stay away from that place. At least they say that until they come, and then they realize that's what they need.
Well, I would think that your church has become fertile ground to launch all kinds of things, and especially in the case of the garden vision.
Yes, the church is really, that's such an important part of our heart. You know, we put a sign up over our door. It's a pretty bold statement for actually a fairly small congregation. What happens here affects the world. And the garden vision is part of that, because the word originated there. I could go into many instances of things that are happening that are affecting the world just through that one congregation. And not that we'll be pointed back to and say, well, they're the ones that did it. No, we don't want that honor or that glory. We want God to get all the glory out of it. But we want to be a place where we can be a conduit of the Holy Spirit speaking and performing his work upon the earth.
Why did guest evangelist Dr. Chavda call the Griners out?
Well, I can only suppose he did because he heard the Holy Spirit, because that's knowing Mahesh for all these years, actually since 1973, I honor him as one of the greatest prophetic voices on the planet. And when he speaks, I listen, because over years I've seen repetitive time again and again, everything he speaks I feel is accurate from the Lord. And he doesn't speak lightly. He doesn't speak to a lot of people, but the ones he does speak to, you really can go to the bank and say, "This, we know this is a word from God."
Max?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I just was thinking, that with the, you know, we come from an evangelical Southern Baptist background, and we're very suspicious, and were, of anything spiritual, because we don't want to get a false spirit. We don't want to go off in a wrong direction, a counterfeit anything. But Lord, let me see in the scripture, it says, test the fruit and the root mm-hmm. of a person or a church or a miracle. And if you test the fruit and it's good and it brings people to Jesus and they're more excited about Jesus, and you test the root and Jesus is the root, then no matter how they do their services, no matter how they sing their songs, they're your brothers and your sisters, and mm-hmm. you need to love them.
Right.
And that's what we sensed, even though it was a new experience with us at Cathedral of Praise in a lot of ways. We sensed the deep love of God and of the Word, and we tested the fruit and the root, and it was all good.
Bill, who is Mahesh Shabda?
Mahesh Shabda is, well, he's a great friend of mine for one thing, but Mahesh got his... he's an Indian descent, and he grew up in Kenya, in Africa. He grew up from a royal family in Indian descent. His family, of course, they were all Hindu, Buddhist, different denominations or groups or whatever. And when Mahesh came to know the Lord, was simply through a Bible that was given to him by a woman from Plainview, Texas, from Wayland Baptist College, came to Kenya, distributed a Bible. Jesus appeared to him in his room when he was a young man. He got saved, moved to the United States, went to school at Plainview, Texas, later at Texas Tech University, and God began to use him in those early years, back in the late 60s, early 70s, in a mighty way, till finally he was launched into an international ministry of healing. Some of the greatest crusades in Africa that I've ever heard of was taking place with Mahesh conducting those crusades. Many resurrections from the dead, people saved by the multitudes, healings that's incredible. This was his reputation. In the last 30 years or so, he's moved more into an apostolic ministry based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, that ministers around the world and really help establishing people, fortifying people in their revelation of the Father and walking together in oneness and creating a family of God upon the earth.
Why did you invite him to your church to start with?
Well, I met him in 1973. We were pastoring a small church in Lubbock, Texas, when the glory of God came in, one of the early manifestations that we've heard of, when the visible cloud of glory came into our building. It started a move of God in our church that was really unprecedented at the time. And Mahesh was going to another church in the city. He heard about it. He came over. And actually, I'd like to joke around a little bit, because Mahesh is such a prominent man in the spirit now. So I actually taught him everything he knew, because I was his pastor for a few months in 1973. And we laugh about that. But that's how we met, was clear back then. And we've been great friends ever since. And comes to our church every year now for like 28 years in a row.
Well, we know one of his prophecies come true, because that man is sitting right next to us and that cross
right.
has been built.
Right.
But are there other prophecies that come true at your church? Talk about some of those.
Oh, well, yeah. Man, where would I start? The prophecies that have come true. I mean, it's just time after time, people have been prophesied over, they're going to be this and this and this, like an artist or administrator, a teacher, whatever station in life. I've seen so many people launch through prophetic words. Now, one thing let me clarify. Prophetic words never come to speak to us something that's foreign to us. Prophetic words only start confirming those things that are already been birthed in our heart by the Holy Spirit. So we don't direct people in the way they go. We simply confirm the way that God is speaking that they're going.
And that helps them along.
Yeah. Yes,
and
it does.
And it doesn't contradict Scripture either.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
something that's already in progress, and you help confirm
right.
it.
We're not flaky in our prophecy. We believe that we should take that very seriously.
And test it. Mm-hmm.
Miracles, signs, and wonders happen at your church all the time. And we talked about that earlier, because you have the environment.
Yes.
The people, the right environment's there for that to occur.
Yes, and it requires two things. It, of course, requires us gathering together, requires inviting the Holy Spirit. It also requires faith on our part, and it requires the boldness to step out and actually put yourself on the line for God to move. And when you do that, God always moves. He always fills that vacuum. When faith comes in,
that's where faith comes
moves.
In. Yeah, I know. I have to do that all the time.
Right.
I've learned a lot from Max because I thought I used to do some faith things, but I hear what Max has done, and I've seen the results of it. So that cross has inspired me.
Max inspires me, I'll tell you, in the faith that he has to do what he's done.
Healings, angels, glory dust, glory cloud. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know how much time we got, but just one instance very quickly. In 2004, we were putting new carpet in the building. It had been there since 1978. And they called me up, the contractor said, Bill, you got to come see this. And so I ran down to the church, and the workers were pulling the carpet up, and the entire floor on the main floor, on the platform was covered in the golden glory dust.
Looks like glitter.
Yeah.
You get the picture? It's like somebody took a glitter bottle and covered the whole church floor underneath where they were doing their services and their ministry, where the God came down.
You didn't have to get a picture of that, did you?
We still got some samples left, and we calculate it was millions of flakes. And one prophet, Bobby Connor, says one of the greatest miracles he's ever seen. Well, anyway, after several hours, they didn't know what to do. They had the four Blair bear, and they said, what do you want us to do, sweep it up? Said, no, don't sweep it up. Just put the new carpet on top of it. So now I can tell people when they come in, you're actually walking
on streets of gold.
You're
walking on glory.
Yeah, the holy ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that substance, by the way, we've tested at Texas A&M University. Mm-hmm. It's a real unknown element, and Texas A&M, it's on our website, but it's an unknown element that doesn't occur in the universe.
Bill and Sue, thanks for being with us today in the show again. Once again, we appreciate it. And quickly, Bill, how can they reach you there in Austin? The name of your church and your website.
Cathedral of Praise, www.copaustin.com.
All right. We appreciate it. And Max, how can they reach us if they want to get more information about the cross?
www.thecross@kerrville.org or thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Visitor Comments. Sherry?
Hi, I'm happy to be with you once again, and I have some more quotes for you. It's always interesting and rewarding for us to read your quotes and pray over your quotes and your comments and your testimonies, so please keep sending those in. The first one is from Carlos Roman from Eagle Pass, Texas. He says, this was my first experience here, many more to come. I am so blessed to be here. 1 year ago, Jesus Christ saved my life. I have an awesome testimony. And this one comes from a 9-year-old named Joel Huff from Kerrville, Texas. And he says, wow, which is, that's like the ultimate for 9-year-olds. So that's quite a compliment. Let's see, from Marvin Overton, who's a doctor in Fort Worth, Texas, he says, overwhelming, having seen it, been privileged to minister there and enjoy it, only not a little while ago, it seems. I hardly believe what is now being accomplished. Only God can orchestrate such things. What a blessing you are. What glory to bring to Him. And the next one is from Jeffrey Miller in Reading, Pennsylvania. He says, Shalom. It is exciting to see how the Lord is bringing His vision to reality. The next one comes from Susan Duvall, Tyler, Texas. Visited on Thursday, April 3rd, touched by the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. Prayers and thanksgiving to all who have worked to make this happen. God bless you. And see, this comes as anonymous. Finally, a difference in humanity. Awesome place, great for small groups, something that made me think Jesus is not on the cross. Today was amazing. I was able to talk and relate to others. Money here was used for good. Hope for our humanity. God bless. And I've run out of time again. No? Okay, we have more. I loved it. I thank you for the cross and garden that the Lord showed you. Connie Sowers, Helotes, Texas. And our prayers continue. It's a privilege to be somewhat involved still with this divine project. And that has no name. Okay, the next one is... Okay, we're out of time. Sorry about that, but I'll be back. Thank you for being here. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.